But in the meantime, Terry, you were having a look at some pigeons and eggs.
Yes, and I also did a documentary on pigeons and eggs as well.
Of course, I forgot about that, actually, yeah.
But we had a recent email in from Alan Phelan in Portlaoise. He's discovered a pair of nesting pigeons on his windowsill. And he's been fascinated by their antics just metres away from his sitting room couch. Now, Alan didn't know much about the breeding behaviour of these birds. And wanting to know some more, he got in touch with the programme and I paid him a visit.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to Portlaoise.
Right. So we're in your sitting room and I'm just looking out your patio window. And what do I see? I see a lovely pigeon.
That's right. That's Peter the pigeon from Portlaoise.
Right.
And his partner, Patricia, is not here at the moment, the white pigeon. But they landed here with me about a month and a half ago. Patricia, the white pigeon, landed in my flower box.
I'm looking at the flower box down. I can actually see that you have two young birds in the box.
That's right. So, yeah, Patricia arrived, and on the day, I think it was like a Friday, she was there, and I thought, that looks interesting. And next thing, Peter arrives, and the two of them started kissing, right? I couldn't believe it, right?
I'm sitting here
on the couch looking out, and I thought, that's very cute, right? And I went away to work, and I came back the next day, and what did I see? Two eggs in the box,
right?
Yeah, so I did a bit of Google research and I saw that it's, 14 days afterwards they hatched. So both Peter and Patricia were sitting alternatively during the day.
Right.
They were taking turns sitting on the eggs, you know.
And Peter and Patricia, they're a pair of pigeons, feral pigeons.
Okay, you're the expert. You can tell me more than I know. I'm not an expert on it at all.
Well, they're pigeons, but they're different types of pigeons.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're familiar, being down the country here, with wood pigeons. They're the ones that go cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. These ones are feral pigeons or wild pigeons. The ones that you'd probably see in a train station if you were down in Portlaoise train station or Houston train station or that. I'm just looking at him. He's looking in at you all of the time. It's as if he knows you.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, they seem to have kind of got accustomed to being here. I've been putting some food and water out for them over the last week or so, and they seem to be taken to it. And about once a day, it's gone. A little scoop of it is gone, and they're at the water there as well. So they seem to be happy out there.
So you saw these two eggs, white eggs, I presume.
They were white eggs, brilliant white eggs, and I was amazed to see them. And initially it was just the female Patricia sitting on the eggs. But then I think the next day I saw Peter coming in and I was kind of confused. Was this pigeon coming in? I didn't realise at the time that the pigeons mate and their mating patterns, whatever. But obviously the two of them then started alternating sitting on the eggs.
Right. And of course it's easy for you to tell the two birds apart because they're completely different colours.
That's right. One is completely white. The other is a lovely grey pigeon sitting there on the balcony here at the moment.
He's still looking in at us.
So yeah, so over the last couple of weeks I've kind of been watching them, you know, alternate, you know, sitting on the eggs. And again, I just checked, I mean, it's 2 weeks from the time you see the eggs first to the time they hatch. So we were kind of estimated that they would hatch last week when I was away in the States. So yeah, lo and behold, when I came back, the eggs were hatched, and now we see the chicks there, and they've actually grown quite big in the last couple of days. It's amazing to see, like, you know.
So they're hatched now about 4 or 5 days, and you can see the feathers just beginning to come through. They're sometimes called squabs at that stage.
Yeah, and it's curious to see. It's kind of a really light brown kind of colour.
Yeah, and the eyes, they're still closed. They should open now in a day or so.
Okay, that's good to know. And the beaks seem so long, like, you know, on the little squabs, as you call them, yeah.
And have you seen the parents coming to feed them?
Just the only thing I noticed, and I was a bit curious about it, it looked like there were chicks were suckling on the mother. And I said, that can't be the case, because birds don't suckle. So can you explain that to me?
Yeah, they don't produce milk as such, because only mammals produce milk.
Mm.
But what they do produce is they produce a substance like milk, and it's called pigeon milk, and they produce it down in the esophagus down below, and then they regurgitate it back up, and it is like milk. And that's what you're seeing, is you're seeing the young suckling, not a great word, but that's what they're doing. They're taking this milk.
Yeah,
they're going to stay in the nest for about 40 days.
All right, that's good to know. We'll have some company here going into May and maybe June, yeah?
Yeah, most birds like that, if you're thinking of birds in a nest and you're watching them, say a blackbird or a pair of blue tits or something like that, the young in the nest, they tend to fledge at about 16, 17, 20 days. But pigeons are different. They spend a lot more time in the nest. And of course, the advantage they have there is that when they leave the nest, they're much more mature. They're much more like an adult. So there's less chance of them falling prey of some predator.
Yeah, that's interesting, all right.
And they can live for up to 20 years. So they're long lived. All the time that we're chatting here, the male is still on the balcony there, but he hasn't actually gone down to the nest. He seems very content, as if he's just keeping an eye on the two young.
Yeah, it's amazing to see, all right. You know, and I was a bit worried that, you know, they were exposed here.
Actually, the nest isn't too bad at all, because it's on a balcony. Mm. So it's right up against your glass patio door, and it's protected on three sides. There's very little cold or wet that's going to get to them. So it's not a bad choice of nest. It's an unusual choice because you've never seen it before, but it's not really a bad choice.
Yeah. And is there anything I should do to make it more protective? Should I put some covering over for the rain?
I wouldn't do that. Because actually, when you look up, you have a little covering there already.
Yeah,
I can't see much rain going to get to that.
All right, good.
Today is a wet day and I don't see any rain on it at all. And they look very, very content in it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because Patricia, the mammy, you know, is amazingly brilliant white. I thought it was a dove at one stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a big difference between doves and pigeons, is there?
Well, the pigeon, oh, there he is. Look, he's coming down. He's coming down to the nest and he's going to have his dinner. He's going to have some of the food that you've put out there. And he's looking in at us as well.
Yeah.
As if to say thanks. I'm sure he realises you're putting out food for him.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he wants to get in on the interview.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they'll be there for the next four and a half weeks or so. You have plenty of time to keep an eye on them. Okay,
yeah.
He's eating now.
He's picking away at the nuts and the seeds there.
Oh, Alan, look, he's actually moving across
now.
He's moved across
from the food, and now he's sitting on the chicks, it looks like.
Yeah, he's not feeding, but he's just covering them there.
That's right, keeping them warm, looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually snuggling in there and
you
covering
them,
you know.
With the breast feathers, he's covering them.
Yeah.
It's lovely to watch, isn't it?
It's beautiful, actually. It's who needs a TV when you have this?
And in no way are you frightening him or disturbing him at all.
Yeah, no, they seem to be very calm. And it's amazing to watch the eyes, actually. At night time, the colour of the eyes is amazing. Like, you know, they're almost like luminescent eyes looking in at you. Like, you know, especially with the mother pigeon. Like, you know, I think the eye colour is amazing. So.
And they've settled down underneath them. I can only see the head of one of the young just about sticking out. He's sitting on the almost completely.
Yeah, it's great to see that the daddy is looking after them as well as the mammy, you know, and it's a team effort.
It's a team effort, shared job.
Yeah, it'd be great to see them here for the next 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll keep an eye on them. Obviously, we've got a little bit attracted to them now, and they're part of the family, you know, so...
You'd be sad when they go.
I will, yeah, but I mean, it's amazing to see nature so close up, you know, at work here, and I'm delighted to have them here, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry Flanagan. As always, maybe some pictures and more details on the website, rte.ie/Mooney.